Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another very special episode of Children's Ministry Podcast, brought to you by the creator of Kidology.org and his faithful sidekick, Gus. In today's episode, Carl and Gus interview Scott Taransky and Joanne Miller, founders of the National Center for Biblical Parenting. Tune in and find out more about these awesome trainers and how they are helping churches equip and encourage parents all over the country. Now, sit back and listen in as Carl and Gus put their reporter's hats on to interview Scott and Joanne.
Hey, so we're going to be talking about parenting a little bit today.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, do you know the difference between having one kid and three kids?
No, what is that?
You see, when the first kid swallows a coin, parents rush him to the emergency room, doctor checks him out, kid's going to live. Doctor says, hey, you got to check the stool every couple days till the coin passes and your kid will be fine.
All right.
And then when they have their second kid and he swallows a coin, guess what they do?
I don't know.
They skip the doctor, save money on the ER, but they just check the stool every day and make sure the coin passes.
All right. And what about the next kid?
Oh, the next kid swallows a coin, they deduct it from his allowance. Oh, that was a good one.
All right, well, Gus, interesting that you're telling me some parenting jokes because we have got on the line two of our nation's leading experts in the area of parenting.
Whoa, really? Right there in my telephone?
Well, not in the telephone, but connected. Scott and Joanne, how are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. It's great to be with you, Gus.
Oh, well, what, see, it's not good to be with Carl, just with Gus.
All right, and how are you doing, Joanne?
I'm doing fine. Good to be here.
Well, Scott Taransky and Joanne Miller are the founders of a ministry known as the National Center for Biblical Parenting.
Wait a minute. I saw NCBP. I thought it was the National Center for Bulimic Puppies.
No. National Center for Biblical Parenting. In fact, their website is effectiveparenting.org or biblicalparenting.org. And I have seen you guys many times at different conferences like the Children's Pastors Conference and elsewhere. As a children's pastor, I was so excited to have you come to my church and provide some live training for our parents as well as the community of other churches that sent their people as well. And let me just say before we get into hearing from you a little bit, one of the things I really like about you, Scott and Joanne, is the fact that you're not focused so much on techniques as really on training kids. A lot of discipline-focused stuff or parenting stuff is kind of how to get kids to behave.
Yeah, that's a hopeless cause.
But I love that your focus is not so much on behavior or changing kids' behavior, but in changing their heart. In fact, the book that you wrote, Parenting is Heart Work, I often tell people is my favorite parenting book because it's not about getting kids to behave, it's about changing their heart.
Boy, if you change a kid's heart, you'll change his behavior. You can change a behavior without necessarily changing the heart. And what good is that?
Well, Gus, I couldn't have said that better myself. So I'm just curious to hear from you guys. How did the National Center
for Bulimic Puppies, I mean Biblical Parenting,
yeah, how did your ministry come to be? What brought this into existence that's been such a blessing to so many people?
Well, one of the first things we felt was important was to parenting seminars as an outreach to the community. So I was working on that alone, and then Joanne started coming along with that and actually attending some of the conferences that I was doing. And it became clear that her participation and input was very helpful. And we began working together about almost 20 years ago. And things have really developed from there. We're really committed to helping not only parents do what they need to do with their kids, but we know that churches are on the cutting edge ready to help parents. So we want to equip parents with resources and churches with resources to do that.
We want to help churches have what they need because they're working with parents day in and day out. And there's a lot of material out there, but we want to make sure that churches get good biblical material that's very practical. So parents have hands-on tools. They know what to do from day to day, not just a lot of theory, but practical stuff they can do with their kids.
Now, I was kind of interested to notice there that you called parenting seminars an outreach, not just something that's for the people of the church.
Yeah, that's interesting. How is a parenting seminar considered an outreach?
Well, we find that parenting is a really difficult area, and we all recognize that. And it doesn't matter if you're going to church or not going to church, you're going to struggle with your kids just because it's a hard job. It's a great opportunity to reach out to the community because those parents are hurting, and they're looking for help. They're looking for new ideas. So if the church is out there saying, hey, we've got some ideas, we can help you with your family, the community is really willing to jump in and get involved in that way. So it's a great way to connect with the needs of the community.
We find that that schools, elementary schools, public schools are willing to hand out flyers that churches provide because the school systems are saying, hey, we need help in this area. We know it. And if churches are going to add to community life by offering a parenting seminar, we'll support it. So often we'll hand out 10,000 flyers in a community to all of the students in that community, and then those parents come. So parents are hungry today for answers. We believe that God's Word provides solutions. And if presented in a way that is gracious with non-believers, we can even introduce them to the Lord. So it's a great outreach.
Yeah, I can imagine there's people who may not come to a church initially because they sense a spiritual need, but boy, they're open to help with their kids, and they'll look for that help anywhere it can be. And of course, it's so obvious during your teaching how the advice you're giving is biblical, and as they see the Bible makes sense for parenting, that's a wonderful bridge to discovering that the Bible actually is very insightful on other things, and could be a bridge to them being open to the gospel. And that's just wonderful.
I think that's fantastic. You know how I thought you guys started that Scott and Joe are walking down the street with their kids, and two of their kids bumped into each other, and Scott said, hey, your boy bumped into my girl. And Joanne said, no, your girl bumped into my boy. And NCPP was born.
Is that an attempt at like a Reese's peanut butter cup?
Yeah, you know.
All right, anyway, well, thank you guys. But what would you say as you talk about parents, and as Joanne, as you said, the parents, you know, are struggling whether they know the Lord or not, and perhaps probably more so if they don't. How would you describe today's parents and what their greatest need is? Because as the church, that's what we want to tap into.
We sure do, and I think parents, they really want to know how to connect with their kids and how to help children to grow up to be responsible and mature. I think often parents feel like, I don't want to do it the way my parents did, but I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it in a different way. I don't know what to do to really connect with my kids. There's so many opportunities for our children to go in the wrong direction these days. How do we keep them on track and help them develop the responsibility and the character they need? I think parents are looking for answers.
You know, Carl, one of the things that's happened today is that many of us were raised with behavior modification as a primary training tool. And so what that basically says to parents, to children, is if you do what I say, I'll give you what you want. You want to watch a video, then finish your homework. You want to go out and play, then clean your room. And what that teaches children is a very selfish approach to life. What's in it for me? Am I going to get paid for this? What do I get out of this? We're trying to train parents so that they can train their children using a heart-based approach. It's not easy, but a heart-based approach is much more effective, and we get all kinds of principles from God's Word in order to make that happen. So the way you correct your children, the way you give instructions to your kids, all of these things can be done in a way that really touches the heart, not just goes for behavior.
Wow, it's a parent. You guys are experts. Get it? A parent? I'm so funny, I kill myself.
Yeah, they are apparently experts. In fact, you guys have raised some kids yourself. Scott, you've raised a houseful there with five boys and girls, and Joanne has raised two boys.
Boy, raising boys, you should get a medal for that. We are tough.
Yeah, we definitely are. Well, if this is true, and the parents are really wrestling with these things, and I, like you said, wanting to do a better job than their parents did, but not necessarily knowing how, what can the church do to help parents be more effective? You mentioned already conducting seminars. Are there some other ways that the church can come alongside parents and equip them to be more effective?
Definitely. I mean, now you're asking the question that defines our ministry, because our ministry is a ministry to churches, and we're looking for ways to do that. In fact, we've got about 10 different ways that churches can enhance a parenting ministry, and they can start with a seminar, but they can also run a small group, for example. They could also do one-on-one mentoring of parents. They can provide regular information to their constituents about parenting events that are going on in the community.
Oh, I just got to say, I love your email tips that you send out. Those are wonderful.
Those free email parenting tips are used by churches all over, and they're just short little connection points. Some churches use those as bulletin inserts, or they send them out via email to their people, or they put them on their blogs. There's all kinds of ways that those email parenting tips are used. They're free. Churches can sign up for those on our website.
So give us an overview, if you wouldn't mind, of the kind of the resources you provide and how a church would use those.
Well, okay, so we have material for large group, for outreach, for small group, and for one-on-one mentoring to start with. We also have online support groups that people can get involved in. So, for example, our one-on-one mentoring program, we have a 16-week program that churches can, like a pastor, can use to counsel with a family who's struggling with parenting. Or sometimes what we do is we have that a parent work with another parent. Neither of them having to be necessarily a mentor, but just the accountability that's there really works well. So we have a heartwork training manuals and audio learning. It's writing and material that's for reading. We use a lot of different teaching methods in that one-on-one curriculum that appeal to parents so that they can be trained. Parents need to be trained today. It's not good enough to just say, hey, here's an idea. They have to rethink some of the ways that they work with their children. So that's the one-on-one mentoring program.
All right.
We also have an opportunity for churches to get resources in the hands of parents by using what we call a parenting resource table kit. The church can, in a sense, get their kit, kind of check it out, in a sense, because they get the money fully refunded when they return it. But this kit is something you set up at your church for several weeks, where parents can come and browse different resources and then place an order. The church submits a group order and even gets to keep 20% of the order. So it's kind of like a Tupperware party where you can raise money for your parenting ministry and get resources in the hands of parents at the same time.
Yeah, and I would strongly encourage people to go to your website and or to get one of those resource kits, because everything you do is of such a great quality. You provide the videos. If you can't get Scott and Joanne to come live to your church, although I'd highly recommend that. Obviously, you're only two people, and you can't go to every church. But they can get videos of your presentations, and those, let me just interject, are very entertaining. You use a great balance of practical insights and tips, but with humor, and you guys even get into some drama sometimes to add some fun to it, kind of recreating home scenes that parents can laugh at, maybe cry at because they can relate to it, and translate that into real life. But then also the books and the audio tapes, and I know you've got outlines and handouts, so a great variety of resources to fit different types of people or different teaching environments. And just a wonderful variety of resources there. It's obviously you've worked hard at it, and there's many to choose from.
Thank you, Carl. We have been doing this for a long time, so we do have a lot of resources. We've written four books, and we've got audio CDs. The idea of a live seminar, though, is a really great way to build energy for your church. So, of course, we are quite booked in our own schedule, but we have 46 presenters that also present our parenting material around the country.
Wait a minute. Did you clone yourselves?
Yeah, in essence, I guess we did. And so these presenters are local in many regards, so that the travel expenses aren't as great. Certainly, we'd love to come to churches all over America, and we travel most of the weekends a year to do that. But it's less expensive to have one of the presenters come, and they teach some powerful material as well. So live seminar provides a lot of energy for a church's parenting program.
Oh, it's a great, great launch point. Well, with as busy as you guys are, we feel very privileged here at Kidology to have you coming in October to Chicago to our Kidology University. It's the 1st through the 4th. The 1st is a kickoff banquet that we're having to celebrate our 10 years of our conference. But then on the 2nd and 3rd, on Thursday and Friday, we're having what we call Leadership Labs. And I'm very excited about these. As both a leader and an attender of conferences, I often get frustrated when I go and I hear from an expert like you guys for an hour, and then I leave going, now how do I apply this, and wishing I could ask questions. And so we actually designed these Leadership Labs to give our attenders 3 hours with you guys, not for 3 hours of lecture, but for 3 hours of hearing from you guys, but then also asking questions and chewing on the material and wrestling with it. And we're just so delighted that you guys are coming on Thursday and Friday to offer our Partnering with Parents Leadership Lab. And for those who may be interested in KidU or still deciding whether they want to come, if they were to come to KidU and attend your Leadership Lab on Thursday and Friday, and just have that 3 hours of access to your wisdom and your insight and your experience, and to be able to be coached by you individually. What would they leave Kid U having learned or having been equipped to go back to their church to do?
Our goal in those leadership labs is to give church leaders specific strategies when they leave that lab for what they're going to do to develop their parenting ministry. It's not always the same for each church. Some churches have to start in a different place than others, but we're going to have a lot of ideas so that as those leaders leave, they'll have specific strategies. We're going to allow question-answer time, definitely, and dialogue together, but on two fronts. One is we want to give these church leaders an example of how we solve parenting problems. So on one side, we're going to say, hey, you got a problem? Some of these people are parents, but many of them will be. And so we're saying, give us a problem you're experiencing. We'll talk to you and show you how we solve this from a heart-based approach, just so you get an example or an idea. The second part of the question-answer we want to do is going to be, how do we develop this parenting ministry in your church and respond to some of the specific challenges? For example, how do you get those people who you know need it but never want to come? How do you get them on board? What do you do with people who are really gung-ho, ready to go, and they need more than what you're generally offered to the general public in your parenting program? So we're going to address some of those specific issues. We do this all the time with churches individually, so doing a workshop on this is going to be a highlight for us.
Well, we're so excited to have you coming.
I kid you not, get it? Kid you not? It's going to be a great time.
Well, to have access to Joanne and Scott, as well as many of the other experts that we're coming and we'll be interviewing in some of the weeks ahead, it's going to be a fabulous opportunity.
Hey, Pastor Carl?
Yes?
I would like to give $20 to every listener of our podcast.
I don't know if you can do that.
I can. I hereby announce that if you use discount code KIDUGUS, you get $20 off your registration.
But, Gus, I didn't authorize that.
That's okay. I hereby did it. You better make it so.
All right, I'll make that so. Just as a way to encourage you to come, to hear from Scott and Joanne, okay, you want $20 from Gus, you just put in that discount code, KIDUGUS. KIDUGUS, all lowercase, and we'll make that happen. Well, Scott and Joanne, thank you so much for your time today.
Carl, thank you. And Gus, it was very nice to meet you.
Oh, I can't wait to meet you in person and shake your hand. It's going to be awesome.
And Scott, you too.
Thank you. We're looking forward to being with you. That'll be a lot of fun.
I love how you guys have such a heart for children. You know, I have the heart of a child.
You do?
Yeah, it's in a jar on my dresser.
Okay, that's just about enough of you. I'm not responsible for anything that he says. But we look forward to talking to you again. And for those of you listening to the podcast, be sure to subscribe via iTunes so that you don't miss an episode. And bookmark childrensministrypodcast.com. All right, enough of you. All right, goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Children's Ministry Podcast. Be sure to subscribe via iTunes so you never miss any children's ministry insights from Carl and Gus. And don't forget, Gus wants to give you $20 when you register for Kid U. Just use discount code KIDUGUS for $20 off a 3 or 4 day pass to the Kidology University this October. Discount code expires August 31st. You can find out more about Kid U, including other trainers and speakers, by logging on to kidology.org. Tune in next time as Carl and Gus interview another Kid U trainer and innovator in children's ministry. Until then, see you on kidology.org.
Okay, National Center for Biblical Parenting, 1-800-771-8334. Oh, wow, that was so fun talking to Scott and Joanne. I just want to thank them. Okay.
Welcome to the National Center for Biblical Parenting.
We're grateful that you called.
And we want to get back to you.
So please leave your name and number.
And someone will call you back as soon as possible.
Hey, this is Gus. I just wanted to say thanks for the interview. You can check it out at childrensministrypodcast.com. And I look forward to seeing you in October at Kid U. Okay, this is Gus.
Gus, what are you doing?
I was just leaving a message for Scott and Joanne.
Get off the phone.